Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Let's light this candle. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm David Van Camp. There is Scott Robbins. Jamie Markley is on special assignment. Bracket got busted, along with basically everybody else's last night. Upset City, right?
Well, there were a few. Well, at least one real big one, I suppose.
Yeah.
But, you know, Oregon won. That's good.
Well, there you go.
They advance.
All that's right.
All that matters, right? The Ducks advance.
That's right. All right.
Yeah.
So on to the news of the day. Before we begin, actually, before we get to the update, I want to remind you something, Scott.
Okay.
For you extremist MAGA Republicans, okay, who are worried about the invasion coming across our southern border, just want you to know one thing.
What's that?
The border is secure, okay? Okay?
Let me be clear. The border is not open.
It's not a crisis. It's not the problem that Republicans say it is.
We agree that the border is secure.
People across the country should know that it's not chaos.
It would be wrong to think that the border is open.
No doubt about it. Our border is secure.
And as you see, as I just laid out, our plan is indeed working.
MAGA Republican extremists want to sell us on an apocalyptic fantasy.
There is no open border in El Paso. Claiming this continues a false racist narrative.
We have a secure border in that that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration.
There you go. You heard everybody.
These freaking liars.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, and you
particularly we had the El Paso one in there, too.
Yeah. Well, what happened in El Paso yesterday, Scott? You had, well, a bunch of people who didn't really appreciate being stuck on the Mexico side of the border decided to do, it sure looked like an invasion to me as they're tearing down razor wire.
Oh, my gosh, the sheer number.
Going right past Border Patrol, who was outnumbered.
And, you know, here's the thing, too. You watch this thing. There's not one person doing the bum rushing towards the border
right.
That is afraid of any sort of replication of any kind.
No.
There's no reciprocal thing that's going to happen to any of them, and they know it.
No, because they know even
no
if they...
No fear at all.
Even if they do get chased back, what's going to happen? They're going to do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, they'll just come running again.
They'll dump their IDs or find a different ID, and they'll come right back in because they know that the border is actually open. So it was a crazy scene at the border near El Paso. As people were rushing the border, I mean, just a mob of people. Now, it's interesting, as I was watching the news, because some legacy media outlets actually did cover it. They actually did present it. But you didn't necessarily see the folks coming in, tearing down the barricades and whatnot on a loop. Right? Remember, when you had a bunch of yokels tearing down, or not even tearing down, moving barricades on January 6th, that gets played on a loop over and over and over again to try to remind people how dangerous and terrible this insurrection was. Here are people shoving past law enforcement, tearing down barriers because they feel entitled to come into this country. Well, they shouldn't feel that way, but everybody knows why they do right now. Here's some of the coverage. This was on the Today Show, which I again, was surprised it was actually covered. Yesterday. By the way, Jenny Terr, she's with the New York Post now. She's the one who got the video. She was down there when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So all credit to her watching this insane scene unfold.
Check this out here. This is some new video. It shows a group of migrants forcing their way through a razor wire fence and pushing past those Border Patrol agents who are trying to hold them off. NBC's Priscilla Thompson is in Texas with more on this. Priscilla, good morning.
This morning, tensions escalating on the Texas border. Dramatic new video shows a struggle between Border Patrol and migrants in El Paso.
Migrants, a struggle, you see? Not a violent invasion.
No.
It was just a tussle, right?
People trying to enter our country illegally.
Yes.
But we don't say that.
Right.
Video shows dozens of migrants pulling aside a razor wire fence, then pushing their way past a handful of Border Patrol agents. The migrants were eventually stopped a short time later by a steel fence, where border agents and Texas DPS contained the situation and processed the 400 to 600 migrants.
Well, wait a minute. I thought that Texas state officials and the Border Patrol were at odds with one another, right? That's what mainstream media has tried to tell you.
Right.
Oh, it turns out that they were actually working together because they realize how much of an absolute cluster this whole thing has been. And they actually want to, you know, hopefully fix it. I also think it's kind of funny when she says they went past the razor wire, but then were stopped a short distance later by the steel fence, a.k.a. a wall, which we were also informed for years that walls don't work. Well, in this case, the walls did work.
So, the sheer number boggles my mind.
Yeah.
What'd they say, 400 to 600?
Let's go back and listen here.
Because I want to make sure.
Contained the situation and processed the 400 to 600 migrants.
Yeah. 400 to 600.
That's not even a high watermark.
Good golly, man.
That's like middle of the road in terms of the number of people trying to get in.
Don't call it an invasion.
No, don't call it an invasion.
Don't
no,
call it that.
No, 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 no. These are asylum seekers.
600 people breaking the law show up.
Yeah.
At the same time. And like you said, that's a small number.
Right.
Good golly.
They're asylum seekers, Scott. Never mind that many of them look pretty well fed to me.
You know, I just don't know how. I mean, I don't know how Biden or his administration or anybody else. And the only explanation that makes any sense is they want this to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Outside of that, nothing makes any sense. It doesn't.
Yeah.
You have to want this to happen because you see it happening and you do nothing to stop it. And then you castigate any sort of governor or elected official of the state they're pouring into. You label them as racist,
yeah,
as awful people. Their souls are damaged somehow. That was an idiot mayor of Chicago the other day.
Yeah.
That wanted to know about Greg Abbott's soul.
Right.
Okay, shut up.
You know, one thing I would love to see, and I know a lot of state officials outside of Texas are waiting to see what happens with SB 4. This is the new law that allows the state of Texas to actually arrest people who have crossed in illegally, and then would also empower judges to set deportation proceedings in motion.
Yeah.
So we'll wait to see what that is. But as soon as they get the green light to do this or a different version of that law in Texas, every Republican governor needs to be calling a special session to do or enact the exact same law. Because this will not be solved at the federal level.
No.
The massive number of people who need to be kicked out of this country just cannot be handled right now by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, no matter who is the president, whether it's, you know, Donald Trump or Joe Biden. Joe Biden doesn't want to deport all these people. Donald Trump certainly wants to, but, you know, you're going to have the deep state, you know, backstabbing him constantly. You're going to have activist judges who are looking the other way, other jurisdictions where they just will look the other way and not cooperate with federal authorities. If you are in a red state, if you are the governor of a red state, you are a Republican, you need to be paying very close attention to what happens in Texas and then copy and paste whatever the courts decide is legal. Because, again, the federal government is just not equipped and in some cases not willing to do what needs to be done here in getting the vast number of people who would not qualify for asylum claims out of this country. This cannot stand.
No, it can't. It can't. Sometimes my mind is just boggled that there are those within the administration still telling me the border's closed.
Yeah.
That it's a whipped up crisis, that it's fake.
Right.
I mean, you saw it big time yesterday. I mean, it was ridiculous. Those Border Patrol agents are outnumbered.
Oh, sure they are.
I mean, there's nothing really. There's very little they can do. And you know, if they put their hands on somebody or they pull out a weapon or something, all hell's going to break loose.
Yeah.
Within the media after that.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you know.
Every single one of those dudes has seen what happened to the Border Patrol agent on horseback a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Who didn't even do anything.
No.
But was accused falsely of whipping Haitian migrants.
Yes.
And winds up being put on desk duty and criminally investigated and then also professionally investigated. Not to mention railroaded by the President of the United States.
Yeah, and his life was threatened. And, I mean, it was ridiculous.
And he didn't even do anything wrong. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine one of the Border Patrol agents in a scene like this decides, all right, we're going to start, you know, we're going to start using the equipment that was given to us.
Yeah.
That person's going to wind up in prison. So, yeah, what do you do if you're in that situation?
Yeah, and if you're the border, I mean, there's nothing worth that.
No.
I mean, you just let them in.
Yeah.
It's nothing you can do. You can tell them to stop. You can try to get in their way or whatever. But in the end of the day, none of it matters. It was a crazy scene.
Yeah, it was.
Crazy.
All right. It is crazy. Speaking of crazy, this just crossed my desk. There's a British show. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Naked Attraction.
Naked Attraction.
Yeah, it's a dating show where contestants get naked in front of one another.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, but obviously it's meant to, of course, draw a lot of attention. Controversial show in the UK. It actually got even more weird than the premise already is. As one contestant said, she was a, quote, ecosexual.
What's that mean?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because this show very helpfully explained what an ecosexual is, Scott.
Kind of. I'd say I'm more an ecosexual.
What is an ecosexual?
Someone who finds nature sexy.
Huh. This is a growing movement that treats nature as a sensual partner. And over 100,000 people now identify as ecosexual worldwide. How a person expresses their ecosexuality ranges widely. From ceremonies where you can marry Mother Nature, to sex with trees, and even masturbating under waterfalls.
Can a tree consent? That was my biggest question. I mean, second biggest question. My biggest question was, why are these people not in an insane asylum?
Maybe they were never shown any attention at all.
Mm-hmm.
In their lives, and maybe this is the only way they can get it because they have no skill to get it with anything else. I don't know. I don't know. You know, sometimes in the single world, David, there are times you go through dry spells,
You get lonely.
But I never thought, that tree is looking pretty good right
tree's
now.
Looking
I've
pretty...
never thought that. No.
I don't know what term they prefer. My preferred term for these people is woodpeckers.
You know? I knew there would be a wood joke in there somewhere. I knew it.
Good all job. Right.
Good job.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'll be here all day.
Yeah.
Coming up, Brandon Johnson. You mentioned the mayor of Chicago. You know who killed that migrant tax he wanted to put in place? Oh. You know Chicago is MAGA country, don't you? We'll get to that next.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then, a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. I'm David Van Camp. There's Scott Robbins. Jamie Markley on special assignment today. Well, residents of Chicago rejected a massive tax increase on property sales. This was supposed to increase funding for homeless and illegal immigrant services. Some have called it the migrant tax. Mayor Brandon Johnson, he's very ticked off that this thing got rejected. And he suggested that MAGA Republicans had something to do with the failure of this.
This is crazy.
Yeah, it's MAGA country, after all, in Chicago, right? Yeah.
Also not lost on me. I think there were 38,000 Republicans that showed up and voted for Donald Trump or something like that in Chicago. So, you know, since we're trying to draw some conclusions and you all want some other, you know, analytics you might want to discover, that might be something to look into, because there's a good chance that played a part in this referendum. So the same people who want to see Donald Trump become president of the United States, sometimes I do feel like he wants my job, but who wants to be president again, those are the same voters who voted for him, and the same voters where you look at where there were more no's, they were concentrated there.
So two points. One, that is probably a drop in the bucket. But point number two is Republican voters exist in Chicago, and they are residents of Chicago, legally able to vote. So what's wrong with, okay, we like Donald Trump, we'd like him to be president, but I'm going to also vote on this other thing?
Mm-hmm.
Are you just saying, are you arguing that they shouldn't have a vote? That they shouldn't count? I mean, because it's actually kind of crazy. Like, yeah, you know, there's like 80,000 people or whatever in the city of Chicago that don't like me, don't like Democrats. So you got to realize this got rigged by people voting. I mean, that's kind of what he's arguing there. Like, yeah, okay. I mean, yeah, they may be few and far between, but there are conservative voters, even in a deep blue city like Chicago. They're there for one reason or another. They grew up there. They like the city. They like the amenities in their neighborhood, or they're stuck there and can't leave.
Right.
I mean, but their votes count too. And so it doesn't really prove
anything. And is he assuming that 100% of people who voted for Donald Trump voted against this?
Yeah, and that.
I mean, there's probably some people that voted for it.
Well, sure there were.
I mean, it's a weird thing to say. It's when you talk about analytics. I mean, come on, man. Are you serious?
But that's a very strange way of putting it.
Yeah, it is. And by the way, with that measure that was allegedly going to pay for the homeless issue, which a.k.a. migrant issue that's currently in the city, the money wasn't earmarked for necessarily for anything.
Right.
It was just put it into a pile.
What?
Here's what we think we're going to do with it.
That's how they always do it. Lawmakers hate lockboxing tax revenue.
Absolutely they do.
Because they say, well, I'd like to move it over here or whatever. I mean, again, based on lotto sales, tobacco sales and whatnot, all the taxes that get put on that, you would think that our schools would be phenomenal.
Well, I remember how they sold lotto. I'm old enough to remember how they sold lotto. That's when they brought it in.
That casinos.
We're going to improve our schools and casinos, yes.
Yeah. It's always, the money's going to pay for schools or roads and bridges. And neither actually wind up happening.
Then it was slot machines in any Tom, Dick, and Harry gas station across America. Yeah.
Yeah. March Madness, of course, is underway. In a new poll, college basketball fans in the South claim to be the most knowledgeable, and they're also most likely to have lucky snacks, Scott.
Lucky snacks?
Do you have any lucky snacks?
No, no, none whatsoever. If I have some, I don't think of them as a luck thing, no.
No, you just enjoy it. Well, you snack on Lucky Charms. I don't know if
wearing the right hat. Now, that's a whole different thing, right?
Right. Yeah. That's stuff that works.
Right, exactly.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Biggest story of the day, the invasion at the border continues. We saw a dramatic video out of the El Paso area yesterday where hundreds of migrants were... See, there, I just did it again. Hundreds of illegal immigrants.
Thank you.
Just stormed the border. They were tearing down the razor wire that's up there. Yet, you know, to me, like, it's a no-brainer. You've got to start issuing some type of deterrence. And I'm not saying you just open up the 50 cal on everybody. I'm not saying that. That would be a tragedy. But, you know, the tear gas thing, I know Trump took all sorts of heat for that, but I mean that could be something that turns people away. You got to send people a message. You can't just storm the border.
You got to drop the hammer on Mexico too.
Right. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Camp and Robbins Show. I'm David Van Camp. There is Scott Robbins. Jamie Markley is on special assignment today. I don't know if you heard about this, Scott, but Kamala Harris was talking about climate change activism. You hear this?
I did, and it's so great, you guys. Okay, well, crank it up.
All right, so she repeated a phrase that she really likes.
Oh, loves.
She loves to use it, and it's I don't know which one to play first, the montage of her saying it a bunch of times or the new clip.
I think maybe you go montage first to set it up and then go ahead and say, yes, she is still
okay.
Using
all right.
Because it's tremendous.
Yeah, it is. All right. So what she likes to do is she has one phrase. Having the ability to see what can be, unburdened by what has been.
Yes, that's her line.
I think she came up with that in the shower like 5 years ago. And said, okay, I'm going to memorize this because I can apply it to anything, any group, and it'll sound deep. It'll sound...
Right, like, exactly. It sounds smart, but it really isn't.
Right.
But you know.
Okay. Here's the montage here.
We have the ability to see what can be.
To see what can be.
Unburdened by what has been.
To see what can be.
Unburdened by what has been.
We are guided by what we see. That can be
unburdened by what has been.
Unburdened by what has been.
To see what can be.
Unburdened by what has been.
We as Democrats have an ability to see what can be.
Unburdened by what has been.
And then to make the possible actually happen.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And she's still at it, huh?
And she's still at it talking about climate change activism in the United States and around the world.
All right. A movement that has always been about the ability to see what can be unburdened by what has been.
There you go.
So I'm really excited about excited about our work because we are showing that these were not just really good ideas. We are demonstrating that when we have leadership in the highest offices in the land, including in the White House, who believe in what we can do, and then when we push to make it so, it allows other people who perhaps before couldn't imagine it to now see how it works, and we are building then the movement in such a substantial way in terms of those who are coming into the rooms to be a part of what we know is in the best interest of obviously our country, but our world.
Sorry, I'm laughing at you.
Because no one has any idea what she just said. People sat there, listened to that, or you're hearing it now,
yeah.
And then about 10 seconds into it, you drift off into, Woody Woodpecker cartoons, or I mean, you're anywhere other than there, right?
Right.
Because you just, none of this is court. None of these words strung together are really making any sense.
It's very redundant over and over again. That's a hallmark of the Kamala Harris speaking style.
Right, but it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And you keep waiting for it to shift into something. It never does. She's remarkable. I mean, listen, man, this is the greatest country in the world. When someone like that can end up at the number two position in the United States government under the president,
yeah,
if you can achieve that, with that type of nonsense, good golly, man.
Right.
You're right, though. It's the same thing. It's just sideways.
Yeah.
It's coming at you at a different angle.
Yeah, it just repeats. Because you could very easily summarize that as saying, hey, look, you know, we have a lot of people who have pushed to do something that nobody thought was possible. We proved them wrong. And every time we prove the naysayers wrong, we get more people on our side.
But it's like she gets paid by the word.
Well, she does, yeah.
You know, yeah.
It's got to be, right?
Right, it has to be. oh, my God.
Oh, also in McGurkin news, yesterday the House was debating, in brief, it was the House Judiciary Committee, debating a proposal to protect women's sports by preventing men who say they're women from competing against actual women. Now, we heard a snippet of this yesterday.
Captain Nads.
Jerry Nadler, Democrat representative. The clip that we had, it was only about 3 seconds long, where he says, men are not playing in women's sports.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Which is a lie. Men are playing in women's sports. But he went on from there. And
oh, there's more?
It is even more egregious than the lie that men are not playing in women's sports right now.
The fact is that there are people, a tiny number of people, we call them transgender, who are not males, who may have an X and a Y chromosome, but are not males.
They are literally males. That's what, you know, the left, the rainbow cult has gone out and said, no, there's a difference between biological sex and gender. They're different, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, well then, their argument is that man and male are not synonymous. It's crazy, but that's what their mindset is. And he actually just mixed that up, because if you are male, that is actually a biological reality. Your genetic makeup actually does, not to mention your physical makeup, actually determines whether or not you are male or female.
Yes.
That's it. But apparently, even though you may have, you know, something between the legs, that doesn't mean you're male. Sir, that's according to Captain Nads.
They're a different category. They're transgender. And this bill, by seeking to characterize them as males and say that they somehow unfairly compete with females, discriminates against them. Why are we seeking to humiliate and prohibit from participation in sports this tiny number of people who are not, in fact, males? We have to realize that humanity is not, as we thought for a long time, divided into only two sexes. There are more than two. Tiny numbers, but more than two.
More than two, really.
I think his pants are so high now that they're cutting the oxygen up to his brain. I can't even follow that logic. Because it's illogical, I guess. Well,
yeah, it's totally
illogical.
It's
not intended for me to follow. You know, and here's the thing. I mean, I realize that party that Jerry Nadler represents is the party of this movement. I don't understand why women, particularly mothers who have girls who play in sports, or women who played in sports when they were growing up, how you can possibly hear that kind of stuff and continue to vote that way.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know. Because, I mean, it is obviously an unfair advantage. You are diminishing women's sports.
Mm-hmm.
By virtue of the fact that you have all these dudes that can play women and still have the wedding tackle, as you would say, David, in place, can shower with your girls, can crush their faces playing volleyball with them, which we've seen. I just don't understand. I mean, the Republicans, a big problem is women. I'm like, well, why?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you hear this, you go, my God, man.
some of that's because the largest and most reliable Democrat voting bloc is single women, liberal women who are older,
right.
and they don't have that perspective. They don't, you know. Again, it's been hypothesized before. I tend to believe this, that a lot of times, especially lonelier, middle-aged liberal women have discarded everything that can root you in society and common sense and have applied instead some sort of maternal instinct towards people that are perceived to be marginalized. And so it's throw common sense out the door, it's throw everything out the door in order to worship this new religion of progressivism. And so that's what the Democrats are doing. Jerry Nadler knows that what he said was wrong, was ridiculous. Not even, you know, even set aside moral compass. What he said was factually wrong. He knows that, too.
And
but he's playing a part.
They're women because they say they are.
Yeah.
No other reason.
Like,
they just say they are.
I mean, that's fine in your place of work. That's fine, if you're going to the grocery store or whatever. I think it's weird, but whatever. You can live your life, but when there are things that are so objective, like sports, where ability rules the day, reality has to be king. So the question is then, why do Democrats want to discriminate against actual women for a tiny fraction of the population?
Well, yeah.
It just makes absolutely no sense. But we could go back and forth on this all day long and never get anywhere. That's just the reality.
They are women.
They say they are. Yes.
They say they are.
Yes. Some women have testicles. Yeah.
Jeez.
Okay. All right. It's time for What's Your Story? We do this about this time every day. Go around the table, share with the rest of the class something that piqued your interest. Scott, what's your story today?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of options this weekend. I mean, the NCAA tournament's going on. People are out doing whatever it is they do. I mean, it's springtime. It's a little warmer, usually, in a lot of places around the country. But there's also a movie out there that you can watch from your home, stream it for free. It's called Climate the Movie, and it opens online for free this weekend. And what this film is, it exposes the climate alarm as an invented scare without any basis in science. It's got a bunch of studies involved in it, official data involved in it, and things that do not support the claim that we are witnessing an increase in extreme weather events. So what it does is it takes all of this information that's been drummed into your head over the last few years and calls foul on it. And it's about an hour and a half, hour and 20 minutes. I started to watch it this morning. It opens with Greta Thunberg lecturing us.
Yeah.
And then it kind of moves on from there. But again, it's only an hour and 20 minutes, and I think it's well worth the watch. So, and it's called Climate the Movie. Opening online this weekend.
All right. It's What's Your Story? We do it about this time every day. Go around the table and share something that you found interesting. May not be the biggest story of the day. I want to lighten it up here. There's a new so-called viral hack that's out there, Scott.
I love these.
It's a beauty trend. So are you taking notes? You got your pen and your paper?
I do. I'm ready now.
You ready for this?
Yeah. Need all the help I can get.
It's,
go ahead.
It's known as broccoli freckles.
Okay.
Yeah, you take a broccoli florette out of the fridge, dab it into some makeup, and then stamp it onto your face. You use the broccoli like a makeup brush.
Like the bushy end of the broccoli?
Yeah. So the apparently
so you dab that in the makeup, and then you start dabbing it on your face.
Right.
Okay, what happens?
Well, it makes you look like you have freckles, because freckles are popular, apparently.
Okay.
Which... it's weird because when I was growing up, I mean, like my sister, for example, had a lot of freckles, and that was something that was not a quote-unquote beauty standard type thing.
Right.
But now it is, apparently, because things change all the time, I guess.
Well, I'm
but,
trying to think of anyone who's got freckles who would be considered some beauty.
Well, in the UK, before Meghan Markle was exposed for the fraud that she was, a lot of women were wanting to get that done. Some people actually got the Meghan Markle... a freckle pattern tattooed on them because, well, I mean, the UK is a third world country, and
why not they
believe in weird stuff.
Okay.
But apparently if you want the freckle look, you can just use broccoli, and instead of dunking it in ranch dressing, you put it in your makeup, and then you get nice little freckles there.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice. I'm glad I know that now.
Yes. You could do it on the top of your head.
I could.
There
yeah.
you go. You'll have a freckle scalp.
Yeah. Just do it in my favorite team colors.
That's right. This there is the go. Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show.
Here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. I'm David Van Camp. There is Scott Robbins. Jamie Markley is on special assignment. You know, every single day there's something crazy in the news. You got migrants busting down razor wire at the border trying to invade the country. You never know what's going to happen. Then you see this massive spending bill approved by the House of Representatives, and you're wondering, okay, how bad is the economy going to wind up getting, and how will this affect my savings and investments?
Well, it's not too late. You can diversify that right now. You can take that old IRA or 401k, turn it into gold, and the Birch Gold Group can help you.
Yeah, gold thrives in times of uncertainty, and it's an important part of diversifying your savings. Birch Gold Group will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it will not cost you a penny out of pocket.
Simple, too. Just text MVCR to 989898 for a free information kit.
That's right. Let the pros at Birch Gold Group show you how easy it is to protect your finances through precious metals. Text MVCR to 989898 for that free info kit.
That's MVCR to 989898, and get started.
I just saw this story, and it's enraging. A federal judge tossed a conservative legal group's lawsuit against a D.C. law that was passed a couple years ago that allows non-citizens, including illegal immigrants and foreign embassy staff members, to vote in municipal elections. This is Judge Amy Berman Jackson said that the plaintiffs lacked standing to challenge the law because they could not demonstrate how they are harmed by non-citizens who vote and run for local office.
Oh, please. Really?
Well, you can't demonstrate that your vote gets taken away. It damn well does.
Yeah, right. It can't. It gets canceled out.
I mean, that
yeah,
was,
right.
So, I mean, again, this is how frustrating it is, and what we're up against in this Man. Country.
Holy smokes!
Is it, well, you know, you don't actually. This is what the ruling, or part of the ruling, says. The complaint does not include facts showing plaintiff's right to vote has been denied. that they have been subjected to discrimination or inequitable treatment or denied opportunities when compared to another group, or that their rights as citizens have been subordinated merely because of their father's country of origin. They identify nothing that has been taken away or diminished, and no right that has been made subordinate to anyone else's. Well, what if you are a legal immigrant who worked his or her tail off to become a United States citizen? Mm-hmm. What this law does is it tells you that all of that, the time and the money and the effort, was pointless. You're not.
Yeah.
The judge doesn't think that person is harmed by a law like this.
Crazy.
You're not. Yeah, nothing was taken away from you. Yeah, we're just letting people. All you know, under this law in D.C., you can vote as long as you are otherwise eligible to vote. Your citizenship doesn't matter. As long as you've lived in D.C. for 30 days.
Holy cow.
You can register to vote.
And how do you prove that?
Yeah, power bill, electric bill, gas bill, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Paycheck. That's about
it. Yeah, right.
This is insanity, man.
It is.
I don't know what else to say. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm David Van Camp. There is Scott Robbins. Jamie Markley is on special assignment. The biggest story to me today still is the crush that happened at the southern border near El Paso.
I would absolutely agree with you.
Where you had a few dozen, along with 400 to 600 people behind them, taking down the razor wire barrier, and then running forward several yards to the fence where they were stopped. They're tired of waiting in Mexico for their turn to come in. And they want their damn Biden t-shirt already, okay? Never underestimate the power of a high-quality made-in-China t-shirt.
Yeah, well, I mean, they got the big boxes there with all the different sizes in it.
Yeah.
When you come in.
I don't understand that there is no deterrent.
Dude, that's why they do it. I mean, when they know there's no downside, why not? I mean, because there isn't. Yeah.
Well, and Jenny Terror, who's the person who got the video, she's with the New York Post now.
Yeah.
Many of the illegals that were caught on video rushing Border Patrol like that.
Yep.
Oh, they got processed and released into the country.
Right.
So there.
yeah.
So there is absolutely no downside to doing what they did yesterday.
No, there's not.
Which I thought it was kind of funny, though, as you heard the reporting that there were not only Border Patrol there, but also Texas Department of Public Safety officials there, state of Texas law enforcement, they're helping to quell what was beginning to look like a riot. And we have been told, or it's been at least suggested by national media, that they're at odds. The state of Texas and Border Patrol are at odds with one another. I thought it was kind of interesting to see then the Border Patrol chief, Jason Owens, talking about this on CBS News, talking about how they work with one another. Because that's the reality on the ground, no matter right. how much media wants to make Greg Abbott out into this bad guy who's usurping federal power and blah, blah, blah. Here is the Border Patrol chief.
State of Texas right now is asking federal courts to allow it to enforce a law known as SB4. I'm sure you're familiar with it, which would allow the state to arrest migrants on criminal charges and to order them to go back to Mexico. Would that law make the situation worse or better?
So we'll have to see what the courts decide on, right? I will tell you, it's not going to stop us from doing our job. I'll tell you that, especially in Texas, there's no better partner for the Border Patrol than the Texas Department of Public Safety. We have worked hand in hand with that agency for as long as I've been around, and I don't see that ever stopping. They have always been very good at complementing our mission. They back us up when we're out in the field, and we do for them as well. So whatever the laws are that they're going to be enforcing, our mission remains constant. Their mission remains constant. And at the ground level, I don't see it ever changing where we're going to be there to work together to make sure that we keep the communities and our country safe.
That's not the answer that CBS News wanted.
No.
Because I know, and I'm at the risk of sounding like I'm trying to read minds, I know that he's trying to play the game. You know, we got to see what the courts decide. You don't want to speak out of turn. But he very easily could have said what I know the Biden White House wants him to say. Which is, oh, this is going to hamper our mission, blah, blah, blah. But this guy apparently is a realist enough to know you don't want to start picking that fight. There's no point, because what he said there is true. A lot of the guys who are stationed at the border on the part of the state of Texas or in a sheriff's department on the border, they went to high school with guys wearing Border Patrol uniforms. You know, they know each other. They live in the same communities in a lot of cases. So there isn't this animosity, really. It's not like the movies. It's not what media wants it to be at the border. The only problem, or the only people who actually have a problem with what the state of Texas is trying to do, are elites on the coast and liberals in Texas, like the Bexar County Sheriff, Javier Salazar, out of the San Antonio area.
Yeah.
He's the only guy, but he's a company man. He's a bought and paid for Democrat who is going to go out there and say whatever the Democrat Party wants him to say. I'm going to get pulled over on my way home, aren't I?
No, you are. Yeah, you are. But, I mean, the question you have to ask yourself is, how does it hurt?
I don't know.
How does it hurt? You people are breaking the law, and you're telling them you can't break the law, and you're going to turn around and send them back to where they come. You're not busting their head. You're not throwing them in jail. You're simply saying no.
Well, you are going to throw them in jail because the judge
eventually
will decide. Yeah. But they come up. The only downsides that they come up with are ones that are extreme hypotheticals.
Right.
They're saying, well, what about, you know, some sheriff's deputy in Dallas who was just going to start checking people's papers? Right. You've heard that before, probably. Yeah. Javier Salazar, one of them, saying that, like, oh, you're going to look at every guy who looks Hispanic and say, oh, that might be an illegal. We're going to stop him and frisk him. Well, I think maybe you theoretically could have a cop that does that, but there are also disciplinary actions that can be taken against that guy and laws that can be taken or can be enacted against a guy who would do that.
You know, because I want to say up front, I said I don't want to misrepresent anything. They will be arrested.
Yes.
But they also will be returned,
yes,
to where they came from,
or dropped off in Mexico.
Or dropped off in Mexico, which is how they got here to begin with, through there.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure I'm clear on that because I don't want to misspeak.
But yeah, there are all these hypotheticals about how this is going to allow racist cops elsewhere in Texas to go and just start arresting people who are Hispanic and all that, which is kind of absurd. Just because really what this is aimed at is for folks who are on the border or border adjacent counties who see somebody that they know came across the border illegally because they watched them do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point of this. So I do wonder if through this court proceedings it'll wind up getting curtailed or cut and sliced and everything down to being more specific as to where this can be enforced. I don't know what will happen in the end, but all of the so-called negatives or supposed negatives are hypotheticals that there are already legal remedies for.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just weak sauce, and anybody complaining about it is just a Democrat hack or wants the invasion to continue, period. That's it. But I am glad that Biden's Border Patrol chief, Jason Owens, was like, well, no, I mean, we'll wait to see what the law actually winds up being, but we're not going to turn on, you know, Texas Department of Public Safety people just because of this political fight that's happening several thousand miles away. That's it, plain and simple. Meanwhile, Another political fight, you could say. Trump's got to come up with nearly $500 million, or the state of New York is going to start seizing his property. He put out a I don't know what they call it. They call it a truth, right? Not a tweet, not a post. Truth,
yeah,
on Truth Social.
Yeah, Truth Social, yeah.
So he put out this post, whatever you call it, on Truth Social that says, yeah, through a lot of talent and hard work, I've raised $500 million. So he's got the money, is what he says, to pay this ridiculous fine that's been put against him for a crime where there were no victims. For the crime of trying to secure better loan deals in New York. It's actually crazy how this works. But liberals love this because they know what the plan actually is, which is to make Donald Trump destitute. If they can't throw him in jail, they want to make him poor. That's it. And they'll use any legal mechanism that they can. New York Times editorial board member Mara Gay. Remember, Mara Gay is the lady who thought Michael Bloomberg could have given every American $1 million because he spent $350 million on his campaign.
Nobody ever said she was good at math, right?
Right. Yeah. But for some reason, that wasn't the end of her career or any of the other terrible takes that she's had.
No.
She says that this massive fine is justice, okay? This is what it looks like.
I think that the larger risk is actually in allowing Donald Trump to continue his ongoing impunity that he has enjoyed for too many decades. He spent decades here not paying taxes. He spent decades not being held accountable while people all across New York City were evicted for not paying $800 in rent. And you know, it's hard to have sympathy because after his braggadocious behavior for all of these years,
right.
You know, yes, Trump Tower is at stake. Well, this is what happens. Again, all the rest of us have to pay the rent. We have to pay our bills. He should pay his.
He did pay his bills.
Yeah.
That's the damnedest thing about the entire thing. He secured loans. They say he overinflated the value of his existing properties in order to get more favorable terms. But he paid the loans. The banks are happy. Investors are happy.
Which, by the way, we've learned since then that people who own these types of businesses do this sort of thing all the time.
Oh, all the time, yeah.
I want a loan and my property is worth X number of dollars. Yeah. The bank comes out and goes, no, we think it's worth X this number of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Then the negotiation process starts and you end up probably somewhere in the middle.
Right. And you can do that as well when you're buying a home. Not a multi-million dollar property, but even a home, you know. The bank is going to say, you know, you're going to have, in order to secure the loan, you're going to have a whole lot of people looking into the property, looking into your comps in your neighborhood. They're going to be going through all of that to see whether or not the loan that you want is actually something that not only is worth or the property is worth, but also one that you can pay back. There's a whole lot of scrutiny that goes over that. I mean, the last time I bought a house, this was, 3 years ago when I bought my house. I have the credit fraud alert system through my bank that tells me when someone may have opened a line of credit or, you know, somebody was checking my credit score. I got those alerts like 3 times a day because the people that were finding me a loan were constantly doing credit checks on me. So for like a month, I'm getting, ding, somebody has inquired about your credit history. Ding, somebody has inquired about your credit history. I mean,
right.
But yeah, there's a lot of scrutiny that goes into this. And again, when she ends with Trump ought to pay his bills, Trump did pay his bills in that case.
Plus the fact, dude, anytime you sell anything, anytime you personally are like, if you're selling a car, at $6,000, I don't think it's worth six. I think it's only worth 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Okay, give me 5. We'll call it even. I mean, that's how it works. In the world, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Of course, we inflate things that we own. Yeah.
And again, to me, they just love it because the goal is to, if they can't throw him in jail, they want to make Trump destitute. That's it. They want to humiliate him. And they keep coming up with this crazy take that this is going to hurt his brand somehow. Because he's supposed to be a good businessman. Well, apparently, at least in the case of that was quote-unquote fraud, according to the state of New York, he was a good businessman.
Yeah.
And wound up getting pretty good terms for a loan for property. And everybody knows what this is. If you're a fair-minded individual, you know exactly why the state of New York is going after him and why exactly his penalty is as high as it is right now. And it's because they hate him. He ran afoul of their precious feelings. and now they want to make him pay. And if they can't throw him in jail, they want to make him poor. That's the game. All right, we got a lot more to get to still. Only about 40 minutes away from our Big Friday Five, the countdown we do every week. Also, our election update 2024, no BS update, coming up next. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Running a business is a 24/7 job.
And it's easy to fall behind on things like closing the books.
If this is you, you should know these three numbers.
37,000, 25, 1.
37,000. That's the number of businesses that have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle.
25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs.
One, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs, everything you need to grow, all in one place.
Having all your information in one place makes it easy to make better decisions.
And right now, NetSuite has an unprecedented offer to make it happen.
Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR to get your own KPI checklist.
netsuite.com/MVR.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. I'm David Van Camp. There's Scott Robbins. Jamie Markley is on special assignment. Scott, do you got your tongs?
I've got them handy all the time.
Are you ready for a fresh batch of word salad from Kamala Harris?
Really? A fresh batch?
A fresh batch here.
Oh,
okay, are you ready?
That's two today. All right, go
ahead.
Okay,
here we go.
First of all, do you still agree that you're ready to lead? And secondly,
of course,
what misconceptions do you think voters might have about you?
Oh boy.
Every vice president, when they take the oath of office to become vice president, understands that they are taking an oath to be prepared to lead if something should happen to the president. And there have been 48 vice presidents before me. I'm the 49th.
Okay.
Each one of us at some time or another has been presented with this question, and I believe each one of us has had the same answer. I am no different. The work of vice president includes the work that I have done for the last 3 years,
mm-hmm.
now traveling to over 20 countries in all four hemispheres.
God.
It includes the work of having met directly with over 150 world leaders. It includes heading up a number of initiatives that directly impact the American people. And there is the work that is about doing what we must do to understand the role that the United States of America plays in the context of the world.
I can't. Boy, and really, you're ending on a note, a real word salad note, too. And you saved the best for last there.
Yeah, you did.
Whatever that last sentence was spectacular.
Do you want to revisit that?
Of course I do.
Okay.
Number of initiatives that directly impact the American people.
Yeah.
And there is the work that is about doing what we must do to understand the role that the United States of America plays in the context of the world.
I have no idea.
What did that,
I have
what
no
does
idea.
That mean?
I don't know. You know, and the thing is, interviewers will nod their head like they know.
Right.
And then you feel like, well, is it just me? Am I the one? And he played again for 10 people. They have no idea. Tell me what she just said. I have no idea what that is.
Break this down. See if I might just have to put this on a T-shirt or something right here.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
It includes heading up a number of initiatives that directly impact the American people.
Yeah.
And there is the work that is about doing what we must do to understand the role that the United States of America plays in the context of the world.
Mm-hmm. No idea.
That's one of those things. Usually I'm pretty good at remembering quotes, but there are so many different... It's so vague that it's hard for me to remember precisely what you
right,
said, actually. I'm mouthing
along.
Vague's
a good word. You're right, though. Yeah. I mean, it is vague. It's just...
Yeah.
It's just, like you said, I think she's under the impression, and she chooses her words carefully, because I do think she does believe that history books are going to have so many quotes from her.
Yes.
I mean, maybe you surround yourself with people who never tell you how awful you really are.
No.
Which is probably true.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you do that with a straight face?
I think she is crippled by imposter syndrome. I don't believe that she thinks she's this.
I didn't know there was such a thing, but you're right. There probably is. So.
I don't think she does think that she's a, you know, some sort of uplifting historical character. I mean, clearly, right. Just by the basis that she is a woman and not white, yes, makes it a historic moment that she is the vice president. But everything else. What good has she done?
I think that
she feels like she needs to say something profound all the time, and then it winds up coming out like some middle management consultant team
put it together.
That,
yes. And there was a guy that was a consultant of a radio station I worked for a long time ago. And he was a worder. He was a wordsmith.
A worder.
He liked to use words that nobody really knew what they meant, but he sounded really smart when he said it. Mm-hmm. So you just nodded along like, oh, yeah, because you didn't want to admit you didn't know it.
Yeah, right.
You know, because then you would be the dumb guy, right? So you just went, oh, okay. And a quote comes back to me all the time from this guy. Same guy. Kind of out of the Kamala scrapbook here. He said, he looked right at me. It was a music radio station. Scott, yes. How many songs do you have in Stir? In Stir?
Does that mean in rotation? Or
yes, it does.
Like, because you're stirring it?
But I don't even know.
Okay.
But I just looked at him and went, how many should I have? I had no idea. Yeah, I mean, again, why did you have to say that? Why did you say that? You could have said in rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a word that everybody's familiar with and knows what it means.
Yeah.
But you didn't because you wanted to sound a little smarter than everybody else in the room.
Yeah. What do you have in Stir? Oh, you don't know the term Stir, do you?
Well, let me tell you about that.
But see, that's not even what Kamala Harris does.
No, I realize that. But I mean, it's a bad example, probably, but.
But yeah, I get it, though. Yeah, somebody who's just going to try to.
It's just like they use flowery language or try to anyway. But you're right. I think your initial paralysis that she has is what this is.
I think what it is, and one of the reasons why I have trouble remembering exactly what she says until I've heard it 100 times,
right,
is because every sentence is like 3 motivational poster sayings crammed together, except that she only uses the first half of each saying.
Yeah.
So it's like live, love, bless this, love home. You know, it's like just these words that are sort of crammed together.
Yeah, crammed together.
And you're like, okay, I think I kind of get what you're trying to say, but in the end.
It would be like the worst selling poster at Successories.
that's the kind of thing that you can get for like 2 for $5. Right,
exactly. Yeah, because nobody knows what it means. Yeah.
You just get it because, well, you got a spare room and you want to put something up, you know, make it a little, but you don't want to spend a lot of money on it.
But, you know, in politics, it is incumbent upon politicians, good ones anyway, to be able to connect words with people. You know, I mean, Bill Clinton, like him or not, Bill Clinton was a pro at it.
Yeah.
Well, Bill Clinton was great at it.
Well, she can barely connect words with words. Joe
That's
Biden
just
has
it.
That problem on steroids, too.
And she's the freaking vice president. Neither one of them can communicate.
Right. Moving on, Don Lemon, formerly of CNN, he's now trying to do this new podcast thing. Groundbreaking news that he has just dropped on all of us. So he's doing a show on Sirius XM. Dan Abrams is the host. And he's talking about who he's supporting for president. It will shock you. Because, you know, on CNN, he always played it right down the
middle. Right.
Right down the middle,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Here's Don Lemon.
I think given the choices of the people who are in the arena, I couldn't say this when I was on CNN, but I think Joe Biden is the best choice.
Couldn't say it on CNN, Scott.
Why? You did.
No. Don't you know every host on CNN is a down-the-middle, fair arbiter of the facts?
Yeah, right.
Right. They never, ever root for a side.
Was anybody really anticipating that all-important Don Lemon endorsement?
Right.
Think that moves the meter? I don't think so.
Well, also, it's so utterly shocking.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
exactly.
it reminds me of when everybody made a big deal of Barack Obama endorsing Joe Biden.
Right.
After Joe Biden had already won the primary.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, he hedges his bet, Obama, though. He wants to make sure.
Right.
He's back in the winter.
Are you telling me that Don Lemon is a liberal? Yeah. What? No.
Couldn't say that at CNN, though.
Couldn't say it on CNN. CNN has standards, sir, about bias.
Principled CNN, yes.
Right.
Golly.
I'm going to play this for you. I saw this, and I just think it's hilarious. Maybe you will find it hilarious as well. It's not supposed to be funny. The New York Times highlighted a nuclear disarmament consultant and activist named Emma Pike as she was explaining how the world is coming together to get countries to get rid of their nuclear weapons. Again, I got no problem with somebody who wants to, you know, say, hey, we need to not live under the threat of nuclear war, yada, yada, yada. I think that's a noble idea, but it is naive as hell because it's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But she says it will happen, and she's got the receipts to prove it, okay?
Okay.
Want to hear this?
There are thousands of us. Some of us are campaigners. Some are lawyers. Others are diplomats. Others are academics, scientists, medical doctors, and activists. Now, one of the biggest concrete wins that we've had is something called the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, or the TPNW. This treaty makes it illegal under international law to develop, have, use, test, acquire, stockpile, or even threaten to use nuclear weapons. Mm. Now, the majority of countries in the world voted in favor of this treaty. And now, just 3 years after it entered into force, almost half of the countries of the world have signed on. This means that they've permanently legally bound themselves to the treaty. Around the world, campaigners, diplomats, academics, artists, scientists, doctors, and survivors of both nuclear testing and nuclear war came together to make this treaty a reality. And to this day, they continue to make it harder and harder for the countries that have nuclear weapons to get away with threatening to use them. Only 9 countries have nuclear weapons, which means that over 180 countries have chosen not to have them.
Chosen not to have them, Scott.
That's an interesting way of putting it.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna sign a treaty against the purchasing of Lamborghinis. I have chosen to never purchase a Lamborghini ever.
Yeah.
That's my choice.
I like that.
It's not that I can't afford it or don't have the resources to do it. I'm making a choice, Scott. That's positive self-talk, okay? Well, like, she goes, yeah, half the countries in the world have signed on to this treaty, and yet Russia continues to threaten to use nuclear weapons. North Korea continues to use or threaten to use nuclear weapons. Iran is trying to develop nuclear weapons. I mean, again, I want to say, hey, good for you for trying something that could never be accomplished. I'm just cynical enough.
Well, there's only 9. Only 9? Okay. Only 8 of them are pointed our direction, yeah. Or besides that, it's all good.
Well,
a bunch more aren't.
Well, and the other thing, as counterintuitive as this may seem, you know, the whole mutually assured self-destruction thing is a powerful tool for peace.
I 100% agree with you there. Yeah.
I mean, you know, unfortunately, I You know, it's not anything that anybody wants to see happen, but the threat of all-out nuclear warfare is actually something that has kept a lot of would-be bad actors from doing worse things on the world stage.
Well, there's no winner.
Oh, no. There
you
is
lob
none.
One, we lob one, that's it.
Yeah. So, no one's going to get rid of the nuclear weapons.
No.
Sorry to tell you. I mean, I do what you want to do. I'm not... offended by it. I just think it's hilariously naive.
You got all these people talking about these heavy subjects, too, who sound like they're 14 years old.
Right, exactly. Well, she was, I think, like 4 years ago, was an apprentice elementary school teacher. And now she's taking on...
That's really quite the leap, then, right, isn't it?
Yeah. That staircase is missing a few runs. Right?
How about it?
Missing a few steps, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we got a news update on the way. Also, we'll get you set up with the Friday Five. I'm really going to enjoy this one. More on the way. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. I'm David Van Camp. There's Scott Robbins. Jamie Markley is on special assignment. You know, we talk about it a lot with rising costs, concerns about the economy. Running a business right now is the hardest it's been in a long time. One way to make it easier and hopefully make more money right now is to simplify the nuts and bolts, things like closing the books. And you can do that with NetSuite by Oracle.
It's everything you need to grow your business all there in one place.
You get a customized solution for all your key performance indicators. It's all in one efficient system, letting you manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins.
And you know what? Having it all together makes it easier to make good decisions for the future.
Yeah, it sure does. You're not running around chasing things down all day. You're actually focused on running your business. And right now, NetSuite has an unprecedented offer to make it happen. Download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free, at netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR to get your own KPI checklist.
netsuite.com/MVR. I saw this. You know, we hear a lot about, you know, what boomers might hold on to and their kids really don't want. They're just going to throw it out.
Yeah, right? Like me.
Yeah, right. Instance? Exactly. Yeah. You're just going to, they're going to toss it, you know.
I know. That's what
well, somebody has asked younger kids about millennials now. Like, what is it that millennials have stashed in their homes? And I am guilty on quite a few of these, I have to say. One is the box your phone came in, like your old iPhone.
Yeah, that's interesting, yeah.
The first iPhone you ever got. I think I still actually do have that.
For whatever reason, right?
Yeah, and the phone is still in it. It doesn't work anymore, but the phone is still in it, too, and I don't know why I haven't gotten rid of it. The box of random cords and dongles that you've been saving your whole life. Yeah.
When I was mobile DJ and I had a ton of those, I don't have as many anymore.
Oh, I still do. Some from the home studio setup that I had for recording music. And then also, you know, those component cables, the white, yellow, and red ones.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know when I'd ever use it, but I hate throwing cables away.
Yeah, we just never know when somebody will be asking you for a cable, right?
Yeah, well, and if my kids want to throw it away when I'm dead, I don't throw it away. Mm-hmm. What are you going to use it for? But dang it, there may be that time.
You never know.
Rubber bracelets promoting different charities, Live Strong, there's the What Would Jesus Do? I mean, all of those. I never really got into those. I never had those bracelets. The hundreds of plastic shopping bags you've saved up. I do have a lot, but I use those for the picking up the dog.
Cat litter.
Yeah.
Well, cats, cat too. That's what I use mine for, yeah.
Yeah, or whatever
you
need to, you know, you don't want to waste a real trash bag on.
Right.
DVDs. I'm guilty of that. I got a lot of DVDs.
I do, too. They're all in storage.
I have them in my home, and I don't remember the last time I still have a DVD player. I don't remember the last time I put a DVD in.
Yeah, I don't even have a player anymore. Yeah.
There was a time where I briefly, lazily considered renting on Amazon a movie that I know I owned. because I didn't want to go dig it out of the grave.
Dig it out. Anyway, I've done that.
Yeah. Time for the Friday Five, by the way. That's coming up. We're doing songs with blood in the title because of the bloodbath hoax.
The blood number, in the title.
1-888-485-MVCR. That's the Friday Five. Top five songs with blood or bleeding or bleed in the title. That's coming up next on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm David Van Camp. There is Scott Robbins, Jamie Markley on special assignment, but that doesn't stop us from our favorite time of the week.
No,
that is the Friday Five, and it starts like this.
The countdown is on.
You know what this means?
It's our favorite time of the week.
Anybody wants to get mellow, you can get the f*** out of here, all right?
The Friday Five.
It will test your head and your mind and your brain.
On the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
It's the Friday Five. Take a little break from news, have a little bit of fun with a countdown we do every week at this time. Usually it's something in the news or a weird holiday. We create a list, usually music-based as well. And we rank it. You play along. This week, it's hard to remember. This was all the way back on Monday. It feels 100 years ago. The media was in an absolute meltdown over another hoax about Donald Trump. And this is when he said if Biden gets reelected, or if he doesn't, if Trump doesn't get reelected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the auto industry. And media members, the usual suspects, all completely melted down because they thought they were trying to tell people that he was saying it would be a bloodbath if he loses in general. He's calling for insurrection, man! So we said, hey, let's have a little bit of fun with that at least, instead of getting frustrated with it. We know they're going to lie all the time. Let's just make fun of them.
Well, the interesting thing is, I read today where China is importing a car called the Seagull, which is an EV car for $14,000.
So,
I imagine the bloodbath is probably on its way. Yeah,
sure it is. So we decided to do, what are the top five songs with blood, bleed, or bleeding in the title? Now, how do you put this together? Right? There's three criteria. It's how big of a song was it when it first came out? How well has it stood the test of time? Do you still hear it? Is it still in the public consciousness? And then three, how much do you personally like it? So you put all those scores together, and then we come up with our own fives, and then we put those scores together, and we get the Friday Five, 1 through 5. And the number, if you want to play along, is 1-888-485-MVCR. Looking for songs with blood, bleed, bleeding in the title. Let's start off with Renee in Oregon.
Hi, Renee.
Hi.
What you got?
Only Women Bleed by Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper,
yeah.
Only women bleed.
Huge record.
Only women bleed.
No test of time on that one, though.
Only women. Not really, no. No, since he's not here, I'll tell the story of back in his dope smoke and rock radio days. Jamie Markley was told by his mom that she hates Alice Cooper, but thought this was a great song.
Interesting.
This was a good song, according to Jamie Markley's mother. May she rest in peace. So I just wanted to share that because he always.
Well, the Princess of Wales apologizing for
here?
Editing the
I
first song.
I have sanity
of the
in my headphones.
I think
right
that
now.
Came from my end. Yeah, sorry
oh
about
God.
That.
I was like,
things
what?
Are popping up all over.
Does
the place.
Princess of Wales? Does she like Alice Cooper's "Only Women Bleed"?
We have news on her coming up, but yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The sad news.
It's breaking news. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay. All right. Let's talk to Greg in Portland. Hey, Greg.
Viva Costa Rica, gentle persons.
Hey, there you go. Gentle persons. I like that. Yeah.
I can't wait for the Trump bloodbath, but I think we need I think we need some sanity on the border. Let's take care of Haiti and our southern border and put a barbecue down there.
There you go.
All right.
That guy'll get our border right in shape.
Yep, he will, yeah.
He will in a heartbeat.
This one's going to go out to Monica. Bloody Sunday, Bloody Sunday. You too?
Oh, you too, yeah.
Number 4.
Pretty good hit for them. Yeah. Test of Time, I'm not really sure what the Test of Time is.
I don't know what the Test of Time is on that band.
Oh, there are still a few. I don't know if this is the top, like, three or four that gets played. You hear it on the radio occasionally.
You know what song I hear most from them?
What's that?
Desire.
It's got energy. I love that song.
I hear that and With or Without You. Those are the two I hear practically all the time.
Yeah.
But that's a cool song. I like the song.
All right. We're looking for songs with blood or bleeding or bleed in the title. We've got number 4. That's U2, Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Still looking for number 1, 2, 3, and 5. And let's talk to Woody in Vancouver. Hey, Woody.
Hey, guys. Love your show. I learned the term ecosexual today. Now, my name is Woody, but I do not identify as a woodpecker.
That's good.
He's got... Oh, man.
My song, Foreigner, Hot-Blooded.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Number 1.
A big song. That's an iconic song. Test of Time. It's massive. That song still sounds good on the radio. I never reach for it, but when I hear it on the radio, man, it sounds great coming out of the
speaker. What a run those dudes had. I mean, all their music still sounds great on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the production's nice and crisp. I don't know. I mean, I was never the biggest fan in the world of Foreigner, but boy, I sure did like their stuff on the radio.
The only thing that bugs me, and it has nothing to do with the original run of the band, but this is just a function of the of digitized music.
Yeah,
is I put on a Foreigner playlist once because my wife wanted to hear a couple of different songs, and the Apple Music app had automatically switched it from the original lineup to the guy who replaced Lou Gramm.
Yeah, see, that's no good.
And so it's like it's right, but it doesn't sound right.
No, I mean he's very talented. He's great.
Oh, sure.
But they are a tribute band now.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, now that Mick Rolfs is no longer involved either.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, Mick Rolfs. Mick Jones.
Yeah.
Wrong guy. He was in Bad Company, Mick Rolfs.
Dang.
No, the other Mick. Yeah, but he's gone too, and so there's no original members left.
Yeah.
And they're just out. But, you know, hey, man, would I go see him for a few bucks? Yeah.
What's the most you'd pay to go see him?
That's interesting. $30 probably.
$30. That sounds about right. Yeah, I'd probably
$30
go.
Bucks. $30 would be worth it. I mean, it'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'm not paying more than that, but I'd say.
Or you could pay $10 and see a cover band actually perform.
Right. Or I could pay $40 and they could pick me up before the show and take me there and drop me off later.
Yeah. Foreigner Uber is what
right.
it is.
Yeah. Got it.
All right, it's the Friday 5. We're looking for songs with blood, bleed, or bleeding in the title. The number is 1-888-485-MVCR. We've got number 1, Foreigner, Hot-Blooded. And number 4, U2, Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Still looking for numbers 2, 3, and 5. Let's talk to John in Portland. Hey, John.
Morning, gentlemen. Love your show. John. Love you guys. You're awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
I think this song might be more of Jamie's genre and rock. Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath by Black Sabbath, 1973.
You know, that's a good guess as far as which one would be in the wheelhouse, but Scott actually has some trivia after we play this on the
board. Yeah, that's the first Sabbath album I ever bought.
It's the first album you ever bought.
Not first album, first Sabbath album.
First Sabbath album, okay.
Yeah, first album was Aqualung from Jethro Tull.
Ah, okay.
I was 12. What's wrong with me? See, there you go. You can go right back there, right?
There you go.
The rest of my peers are not listening to Jethro Tull, I can guarantee that.
Let's talk to Johnny in Salina, Kansas. Hey, Johnny.
Oh, happy Friday, brothers.
Hey, Johnny. All right, how you doing?
You know, man, I was recently at a John Cougar Mellencamp concert, and Well, I decided to smart off and yelled out Freebird, man. He came right off stage, punched me in the face. It was a god dang bloodbath, brothers. Don't mess with the cougar, man. No, don't mess with the cougar.
Don't mess.
But you know what? They offered me some medical advice, and I told them, you know what, brothers, let's just let it bleed.
Stones.
The Rolling Stones. Let it bleed. Yes.
Number two.
I love that whole album, front to back.
Yes.
That is in my top five favorite albums of all time.
Man, you can almost smell the cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
And the whiskey. I mean, you almost can, yeah.
One of two times I ever got suspended in high school. Once was for long hair, and once was because my band and me played this song at a school event.
And bleed.
It wasn't because of anything other than the line, "We all need someone we can cream on. And if you want it, you can cream on me." And assistant principal was very upset with me for that. "You didn't tell us that line was going to be in there. That's very inappropriate, Mr. Pink."
Yeah. Yeah, in case you guys sang it like three times. Each time you sang that line. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The rest of them didn't matter.
Well, I know what she's been missing in her life. Yeah, I'll just say that. It was more jealousy than anything else. All right.
Well, yeah.
It's the Friday Five Top Five Songs with Blood, Bleed, Bleeding in the title. We've got number one, Foreigner. Number two, Rolling Stones. Number four, U2. Still looking for numbers three and five. If you want to get in, there's still time. 1-888-485-MVCR. We'll wrap it up next on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
Getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use. I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. I'm David Van Camp. There is Scott Robbins. Jamie Markley is on special assignment. We're doing the Friday Five in honor of the bloodbath hoax. We're doing top five songs with blood, bleeding, or bleed in the title. The number is 1-888-485-MVCR. We've already gotten number one, Foreigner, Hot-Blooded. Number two, The Rolling Stones, epic song. Let It Bleed. Number four, U2, Sunday Bloody Sunday. We're still looking for numbers 3 and 5. Again, that phone number, 1-888-485-MVCR. Let's get back to the phone. Let's talk to our pal Mary in Delaware. Hey, Mary.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Mary.
Hi. So my songs today were taken, so it looks like I'm going to go with If You Want Blood, You've Got It by AC/DC.
You rule,
there you
Mary.
Go. Dave's
you
been
rule.
Looking forward to this one
number
all day.
Five. You got it.
Was there a little personal stereo at play that made me get this into the top
yeah.
five? Yes. Am I ashamed of that? No.
That's
this song,
a great song
kicks all kinds of ass.
Yes.
That's a song I'm going to be cranking on the way home today, man.
It's a great tune. It is.
Just such great a
tune.
Great song.
Yeah. Not in my five, but a great tune.
That's another album that is just almost perfect from front to back. Highway to Hell.
Oh, it's a great record. Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree.
Right. Let's talk to John in Vancouver. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing
good,
great,
John.
Man.
Let's go with Blood and Roses by Smithereens. And if you don't like that one, what about Blood of Nations by Accept? Great, great album.
I don't know if we have this. We got Smithereens.
Markley's not here, but we have Accept.
We would have Accept. That is one that Markley would have brought.
Yeah, he would love that.
Or insisted on. That's like his favorite band or top five.
He's still got the Accept jacket that he wears.
He sure does. All right, let's talk to Kurt calling in from Oregon. Hey, Kurt.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
Oh, you're good.
What you got, man?
How about Happy Friday, guys? How about Metallica, Bleeding Me?
It's a long run here.
Yeah, it does. Well, I'm just letting it go in honor of Jamie Markley.
That's true. He would love that one, too.
He would love that one as well, yeah. All right, we are looking for number three still.
Yeah, I don't know. We might not get that one.
I don't know. Yeah, that's. I mean, it was a hit.
No. It is, but it's kind of one of those two songs in one things. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Let's talk to Thomas calling in from Peoria. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Thomas.
Hi.
Hey, buddy, what you got?
Blood by Pearl Jam.
Yes. Blood by Pearl Jam. Very controlled vocal from Eddie Vedder.
Right. Still looking for number three there. Good honorable mention, though. Let's talk to Greg calling in from Green Bay. Hey, Greg.
Yes. Hello. Hello.
Hey, Greg. What you got?
First off, I want to tell you guys, I like the program so well, I listened to it twice, once live and once on a delay.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right. Cool. Thanks.
Yeah. You guys are great. My song is Supertramp, Bloody Well Right.
Yeah, great song, man.
Right, you're bloody well right. You got a bloody right to say. Right, you're bloody well right. You know you
guitar.
Got a right to say.
I don't mind that song. You know I could not. It got shoved out of my top five in order to make room for
Test of Time,
the best song on the world, which is If You Want Blood. Yeah.
I love this whole album. Crime of the Century is great.
All right.
I know. It's my age showing. Yeah.
Let's talk to, is it EJ?
EJ.
Yeah.
Hi, hey, buddy. What you got?
Hey, how about Slipknot, Wait and Bleed?
There you go.
God, we got a lot of this going on today, don't we? I love that stuff.
That's That's one of those that whenever I hear this song or anything else really by Slipknot, it just transports me back to a time and place, because I thought that, like, them and there were a few other bands at the time, Rammstein and all that, I thought they were, like, the greatest bands on the planet. I was one of those dorks who was like, they've got, like, 18 percussion members. This is awesome. It sounds cool. I think we need to burn number three.
Let's burn three, yeah, because we got to play it. I love it. It's a great song, too. But
yeah, this is number three here for the Friday Five.
Number three.
Because it's people for a friend into Love Life.
Yeah. Good Friday Five, I think, all in all. All right, this is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Had a reset there for a second. All right, the top five for songs with blood, bleed, or bleeding in the title. Number one, Foreigner, Hot Blooded. Number two, The Rolling Stones, Let It Bleed. Number three, Elton John, Funeral for a Friend, Love Lies Bleeding. Number four, U2, Sunday, Bloody Sunday. And number five, AC/DC, If You Want Blood, which would be number one on my playlist. All right, biggest story of the day. It may have changed a little bit. Sad news coming out of the royal family here. Kate Middleton diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah.
And when
they were doing the stomach surgery, apparently that's when they found it.
Yeah. So we'll have an update on that and much more. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. I'm David Van Camp. There is Scott Robbins, Jamie Markley on special assignment, and Scott Robbins with a breaking news update.
Yeah, we've kind of been following the story. Have you been following it at all, David?
Yeah, Kate Middleton, Princess Kate.
Yeah, Kate Middleton, and she'd been missing from the public eye for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was that Photoshop picture that was weird, and she admitted she did it herself. And then there was another picture of that's not really her. Walking with her husband, and this whole crazy thing was going on, right? We found out today that Kate Middleton does, in fact, have cancer.
Yeah, she had.
Sadly.
Yeah, she had abdominal surgery a while back, which was going to keep her out of the public eye. They didn't think it was there was cancer, but she announced today that she does have cancer.
Yeah, it sounds very treatable.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the good news.
Yeah.
And they caught it early. So, I mean, again, that is the good news, but that's the reason for the secrecy. And then there was that story, too, that broke this week about people stealing her hospital records or trying to obtain them somehow.
Because you can sell it for a lot of money.
Yeah, what a weird, the whole thing.
The whole thing is ugly, man, all the way
It
around.
Is ugly. And I feel bad for the family. She's a person like everybody else. So, she's going through a terrible time right now. But, again, prayers that she heals through all this and is good on the other side.
Well, all right. And in other news, now that Trump is the presumptive nominee for the GOP, the left is getting the grifter team back together. It really is like the Avengers, right?
Yes.
You got Stormy Daniels back in the news now. There's a documentary about her or something. She claims that, if you remember, Trump paid her to keep quiet about an alleged affair they had several years ago. Of course, her first lawyer, Michael Avenatti, he's now serving prison time because he's a thief and a liar. Including, he stole from her, too. It's like $300,000 off of her book deal.
Yeah.
Now, she was asked about that during an interview on The View. And she says she never really trusted him. Mm-hmm. Never really trusted Michael Avenatti. Here she is on The View.
Watch every clip that Michael and I are in together and watch my face. You can tell even in that one that I'm just like, like, I didn't buy any of his bull.
Well, then why did you use him in the first place?
Because I didn't have a choice.
Uh-huh.
No one would touch my case at all because either they didn't want to be associated with the adult film business or they didn't want to go against Trump or I couldn't afford it. Yeah. You know what I mean? They wanted huge retainers, which I didn't have. And Michael did listen. He did believe me. He had his own motives, but he did believe me. Mm-hmm. And he only took $100. One of the things that breaks my heart the most about all of this is Michael Avenatti is a brilliant man. Mm-hmm. He's brilliant and he's talented and he's charismatic, but he chose to use his powers for evil.
Yeah.
And that is so sad because he has more power than I could ever hope to have because he is a white man and he didn't show his wiener on camera. But he's probably showing it somewhere else now.
Maybe.
Gross.
Always goes back to the white male thing. Really?
It does. I know. All the time.
Because Michael Avenatti is not bright. I mean, one of the reasons why he's in prison right now, aside from stealing from his clients, was because he tried to shake down Nike in the dumbest way possible.
Yeah.
Remember that? So he calls up Nike and says, I have evidence that you're illegally giving a shoe endorsement deal to somebody. And they said, okay, hold on a second. Let me call you back. And he goes, sure. Well, they did call him back, but only after the feds had gotten involved.
Right.
And then he lays out the plan on the phone after they called him back. That's not the sign of a brilliant man. He's a grifter. And, I mean, he talks a good game, you can say, I suppose. But, I mean, from the beginning, the guy did not seem credible. It's like,
what's
okay.
What's the deal with The View now, anyway? And they're bringing on Stormy Daniels?
Well, it's all,
they just had the Kavanaugh accuser on. And
yeah. Well, it's anything that can ding conservatives or Trump. I mean, that's what
they're on a roll right now. Yeah.
And again, man, it's the Avengers for left-wing grifters.
It's
happening right now. You got
it is.
Christine Blasey Ford coming back. I'm sure Michael Avenatti will make an appearance on cable news before this is all said and done.
Is he still in jail?
Yeah, he's still in jail.
Yeah, okay, we can do it video. He can do video chat.
Yeah, right.
With the gals. He could yuck it up with the gals. Yeah.
There you go. He'll go back on. All right. Are you ready for your big trifecta, Scott?
Let's go.
All right.
Are you ready?
One, two.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right, it's the top three stories today. According to Scott Robbins, we call it the trifecta. And usually Casey Kasem is along for the ride, but he vacations with Markley.
He took off with Markley. I don't know.
Yeah, he does. He won't even show up to your house for March Madness or anything else.
I think he's golfing with Markley today.
Probably is. All right, so I'll just count them down 3-1. Okay. Number three, what is in the spending bill that just passed the House of Representatives?
Dude, I mean, the onion has started to get peeled on this thing. The omnibus spending bill. Mm-hmm. That came out at, 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Yesterday morning. Have they voted on it today?
Yeah, they voted on it.
They were supposed to. I thought so. Okay, they voted for it. Yeah, it's all done. So what exactly is inside this thing? Because nobody read it. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah.
Nobody did. Because I heard it was going to be, if you were a decent reader, it would take you at least 26 hours to get through it. There's no way. So what's in there? Well, the new monster bill in Congress has $850,000 for a gay senior home. You can't make that. That's Elizabeth Warren. $850,000 for a gay senior home.
Gay senior home. Okay.
Yes. $15 million to pay for Egyptians' college tuitions.
Okay.
It's there.
That was from Bob Menendez, by the way.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It probably was. $400K for a gay activist group to teach elementary kids about being trans.
Oh, my gosh.
$500K for a DEI zoo.
What is a DEI zoo?
Apparently, it allows people from diverse cultures to go through at a reduced rate or on special days or some kind of ridiculousness.
What? What zoos are all these people going to? Because
anybody can go to the zoo, right?
I go to the zoo fairly frequently.
I mean, why is there a DEI requirement? There isn't.
Because, I mean, I have kids. That's why I go to the zoo.
Well, yeah, right.
I'm not a zoo adult. I'm not showing up there going, like, can't wait to see the hippos again. No. Taking it. But, I mean, I see black, white, Hispanic,
Asian.
Yeah, well,
Asian. Of course.
I see everybody there.
It's the zoo. $400K for a group to give clothes to kids who are trans. So they can hide it.
Right. Okay.
Now, this is just a few things that are tucked into the omnibus bill. My favorite, though, has to be the $850K for the gay senior home.
The gay senior home, yeah. What is it?
You're talking about niche marketing.
The rainbow rest home, yes.
Right.
Because apparently gay people are not allowed in rest homes.
Apparently not. Weird. They ask ahead of time, I guess. I don't know.
All right, it's the trifecta, top three stories of the day, according to Scott Robbins. And we're down to number two. You want to talk about the Minnesota lieutenant governor who made an abortion bracket.
Well, yeah, this is fantastic. The March Madness is upon us. And, you know, it is tough to pick this stuff. I mean, you know, a lot of people just pick it because of they've been to the state or the colors of the university or whatever. Well, not in Minnesota. Their Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan said, you know, it's time to celebrate the one thing the leftists love to celebrate, and that is abortion. So what she decided to do this year, lowered the bar even further on her awfulness, and filled out a March Madness bracket, except that she made her picks for each game at the tournament exclusively on the basis of which team came from a state more likely to provide unfettered access to abortion.
Ah, there you go.
I'm not even making that up. That's what she did. And then she showed it to everybody afterwards. Mm-hmm. Holy smokes.
No.
And then she tweeted out, I filled out my brackets based on whether these schools are located in a state that protects access to abortion care. By this measurement, it's only fair that Minnesota didn't make the tournament because they would have been my favorite.
Okay.
Thank you, yeah. Idiot. God. We have the dumbest people.
We really do. All right. It's the trifecta, top three stories of the day, according to Scott Robbins. All the way down to number one, Gen Z is already having a midlife crisis.
Yeah, for a generation that hasn't even reached 30 yet. Kids certainly have a lot of issues. They were talking about trends like, I don't even know what this means. Silent walking? I don't know what that means.
Silent walking?
Walking, yeah. Too unable to order food. I do know this one. I've seen this one.
I've seen that one.
They can't do it. They can't do it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Now they're experiencing what they call a midlife crisis. Now what's happening, they say, is social media. They say is the equivalent of having children in cars that have no safety features and driving on roads with no speed limits. This is according to our U.S. Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy. He said, no traffic lights, no rules whatsoever. And we're telling these kids, you know, just do your best. Figure things out. Figure out how to manage it yourself. It's insane if you think about it. Mm-hmm. This is, he said, probably the weakest generation to ever live. And that's probably true.
Well, I think in many ways, I don't know what the government can do about it, because that's got to be a home thing.
And I agree with you, yes.
But it is true in one way, and it's not everybody. This is a broad brush thing, but if you just look at percentages, I suppose, there is a large percentage of the Gen Z generation that is like millennials on steroids. And I say that as a millennial, where they're growing up all online. And they are coming into very serious emotional I'll just keep it with emotional themes and topics that generally kids shouldn't be exposed to, and age inappropriate content.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
While also being deprived of everything you need to interact with other people in the world. So it's like, on the one hand, they're not growing up fast enough, and on the other hand, they're growing up way too fast. And it's not surprising to me that you see the negative effects of
and they're unhappy
life, yeah, on social media,
and most of the woke are unhappy people. Mm-hmm. And they're some of the most woke on the planet because of what they're seeing online. Yeah.
Well, I think there is a change that's happening, because there was polling about this a while back where this is the there's a huge gap between especially males and females when it comes to identifying as conservative or liberal. Males are way more conservative. Like, you're talking 18 to 24-year-old males are way more conservative now than they were when I was in that age demographic. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it is because the woke stuff has turned against boys being boys. And they get out in the world for a little while, you know, get out of high school and whatnot, and then they say, you know what? All of that is a lie. I hate it. I hate feeling guilty because I'm a dude. And I'm not going to do it anymore.
Right.
And there's only one party that is actually, I don't even want to say one party. I just say there's only one ideological side of the spectrum that is encouraging boys to be boys and men to be men. And it ain't the woke.
No, it's not.
It's not.
No, it's not.
Yeah. All right. That's the trifecta. Top three stories of the day, according to Scott Robbins. We got Nimrods in the news coming up, plus a news update. Well, I've got a really good Nimrod for you. It involves Little Rascals. All right, we'll talk about that next. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Running a business is a 24/7 job.
And it's easy to fall behind on things like closing the books.
If this is you, you should know these three numbers.
37,000, 25, 1.
37,000. That's the number of businesses that have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle.
25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs.
One, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs, everything you need to grow, all in one place.
Having all your information in one place makes it easy to make better decisions.
And right now, NetSuite has an unprecedented offer to make it happen.
Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR to get your own KPI checklist.
netsuite.com/MVR.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm David Van Camp. There is Scott Robbins, Jamie Markley on special assignment. Opening day is coming up. Of course, there's a basketball tournament going on, a pretty big one.
Yeah.
It's a good time to check out Prize Picks. That's the easiest way to play daily fantasy sports. You're just playing against stats.
Yeah, it's easy, too. You just pick 2 to 6 players. You pick a stat projection and choose more or less.
There are no sharks to worry about, which is always nice. You don't have to worry about, you know, going up against people who do it all day long. All you do is pick more or less. They also offer injury insurance, so you stay in play even if one of your players gets hurt.
Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an injury insurance policy.
They also offer weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports. And you can play on college basketball, pro basketball, baseball, esports, you name it, they probably got it.
Yeah, you can download the app today and use code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100.
That's code MVCR on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It is that easy. It'll be interesting after seeing what happened at the border near El Paso yesterday, what the talking points will be coming out of the White House.
Oh, yeah.
Going into next week. Because, I mean, you had, they said, 400 to 600 people taken, not arrested. They were processed. Some of them were released into the country, mm-hmm. even after a small riot broke out. So I think it's everybody has seen the videos now. And after all of this and everything else that's going on in the world, Joe Biden is heading to Delaware tonight for a weekend of rest and relaxation. He works very hard, apparently. So,
yeah. Okay.
Because how do you spin that when you see all of the people tearing down razor wire, and there was other video from the same general area where they were putting heavy blankets and whatnot on top of the razor wire to climb over fencing? how do you spin this if you're the Biden administration? Because for years now, they've been saying, the border is secure, the border is secure. MAGA Republicans are making this whole thing up. How dare you criticize these asylum seekers? They're just seeking a better life because climate change is chasing them north.
Well, you know, the thing is, they may not have to. If nobody asks.
Right. Well, that's true. That's true.
You know, if nobody says anything,
that's always
you think eventually somebody will.
It's always a good reminder. Karine Jean-Pierre is the White House press secretary, is giving a press briefing now, so we'll have we don't have time to go through all of it, obviously, but we'll definitely be breaking it down on Monday if somebody asks about it. I mean, presumably, like Peter Ducey from Fox News will be asking.
I'm guessing somebody will
about the absolute chaos at the border. All right. So until then, let's get to Nimrod's in the news.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dan.
It's Nimrod's in the News on the Martley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right, this is in my hometown of Houston, Texas, man. And it's the Nimrods. I don't know if the people in question are Nimrods, but the parents sure are. Three kids, age 11, 12, and 16, were arrested for knocking over a Wells Fargo. They're being called little rascals.
Oh, jeez.
By the way, golly, they've been charged with robbery by threat, which is a second-degree felony. They're probably looking at probation or juvenile hall.
They have a getaway wagon? Like a full wagon?
Yeah, right. This is the Mark Levin.